You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. This is Intermezzo. I am delighted to have back in our studios Megan McQueen, director, actress, singer, stage personality here in Las Cruces. And her theater company, the Scaffolding Theater Company, is performing a special treat this week, Valentine's Day week. Megan, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
Tell us about Five Course Love.
Oh, goodness. Well, Five Course Love is, of course, timely this week, but is an escapist little piece of fluff. It's basically set in five different restaurants, and there's three different characters in each scene, and they are little mini love stories in very, very different styles, both acting-wise and culturally. So there's like lots of accents and really diverse music. It's hilarious in horribly incapable hands and ridiculously funny with Algernon and Brandon performing it. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Algernon Damassa, Brandon Brown, and you are the three actors who are going to play 15 roles between the three of you, so five each, I guess, in five different restaurants as this story unfolds. And so Mexican, German, Italian.
Totally.
And
there's like the first one's like a country western bar.
Okay, right. That's right.
Yeah. And Dean's Old Fashioned All American Down Home Barbecue Texas Eats.
And then a diner.
And a diner, like a 50s diner. Yeah.
All right. So if you can't decide what to eat, you get something of everything.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday, we're actually doing a dinner theater with themed food for each of the restaurants that it goes to. And Rowanna St. Clair has been running the culinary program at Alma de Arte since 2004. She's phenomenal. Her students are sensational. We just gave our first performance with the dinner last night, and people were like, I got an email from someone this morning that said, I just have one complaint. Please give us a way to give money to the kids who did such a good job. Like, can we donate to the school? Because the kids are doing such an excellent job serving. So, yeah, lots of fun.
So dinner theater Friday and Saturday. There's no meal for the performance on Sunday, but you've made it an event with the food and the musical to all be linked and thematically connected. How did you find this show?
You know, that's funny. Someone asked me that last night. I don't remember. I've known it for a long time. I don't know what year it came out. And I had the CD and I had ordered the script long ago, just because I think it's really fun, those kind of shows where actors play multiple parts. And in this case, it's really clean how that happens because it's, you know, like five different shows. And so, I don't know. It's just really funny. My friend, when I knew this year I wanted to do something in the absence of my co-artistic director, Justin Lucero, who founded Scaffolding with me, and I thought, well, I have to do something small that I can manage without him, and I really wanted to act. And so then I thought, well, if I did something with Algernon and Brandon, we can kind of get by without a director, which is what we've done. And I just remembered how hilarious the show was and thought I'd give it a shot. I don't know where I found it. I think maybe like Amazon recommended something you may also like or something.
Huh. And you and Algernon Damassa and Brandon Brown have been working together in various capacities for a long time.
It has been a while.
Are the three of you Scaffolding Theater, or sometimes it's other people that come into?
This is Algernon's second production with Scaffolding. It's kind of like a family once you do something, I think. He was in Beauty and the Beast as our Lumiere last year. And Brandon was first a prison guard for our production of Chicago, Usher, and then like a prison guard slash Usher. And then for Passion, he played percussion. And then he was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast and now doing this. But yeah, Brandon and I first acted together for Mark Medoff in The Sound of Music in 1998.
I saw that production of the Sound of Music, and wow, that was a long time ago.
It was. It was great fun. Amazing. Like, it was just amazing to work with Bob and Brandon in the scenes that we did together in that show.
You were students together here at NMSU?
No, he graduated a few years before me, but yeah, and he was actually an engineering major, so he was just doing that stuff once he had gotten out of school. But Yeah, and then Algernon, I saw on stage many times before I like sort of accosted him and said, please come and be a part of this. But it's interesting because all three of us have run our have founded theater companies here in Las Cruces. In Algernon's case, he's founded two. So, yeah, we're pretty active members of the theater community.
Which for a town this size is a pretty active theater.
Oh, it's remarkable.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got lots of theater people, lots of plays always happening. So tell us a little bit more about Five Course Love.
So one of the fabulous things is that, as I mentioned, the style of the songs are so different for each of the five musicals, which is really, really fun, particularly from the musicians. So Derek Lee is playing percussion.
Right, my colleague here at KRWG.
Sensational. Like he, and I've known him too since 1996. Sensational playing in the show and very, very fun. Like he, I don't even know all the terminology for the kinds of different music that and the different instrumentations that he's playing and different songs. But he, you know, is playing like rumba rhythms and all kinds of, and when he's not there, when we do a pickup rehearsal without him or something, it's like the score's unrecognizable. James Geyer is a phenomenal bass player I've also known since the 90s. And then Mark Klett has been working with me for coming up on 2 years, and he is killing it on the keyboard. It's awesome. Like, so it's really fun to hear. Like the first number, for example, first set of numbers is very country western, and then the second one is very operatic, and yet the skill with which the composition has been done is really good. So it's not just parody, it's like effectively written. That's really, I think, one of the most sensational things about the show.
So, three musicians, three actors, mm-hmm. and you've got a show. Mm-hmm. Who's in charge of making your sets or anything like that?
Well, Sam Tyson has been with us since the first production that Scaffolding ever did, and he works not only as our lighting designer, which is really, really critical to the success of all of our shows, but he also, in this case, helped. He and I like designed the set together, bounced ideas off of each other, and then he and my husband built the set. He also, whenever we transitioned, so we performed the show in El Paso, and then we went to Socorro. We had a secondary cast of students perform the show here in Cruces at Reader's Theater a couple weeks ago too, and he's the dude who makes all the transitions happen, like gets the set up in the new places. He has all the tools. He's phenomenal. Not only like is he a really, really excellent designer and artist, but he's also really great at thinking pragmatically, like how do we problem solve this, and he's like a sweet, lovely person too. The costumes for the show are another tremendous highlight. Jenny McMahon, who worked at NMSU for a number of years as a designer and costume shop manager, has outdone herself. Like the style mm-hmm. of costume from scene to scene is ridiculous and super duper fun.
Yeah, because you need five different totally different outfits for the five restaurants. Now, are the members of the audience somehow incorporated into these restaurants, or are we just watching?
Well, for Friday and Saturday's performances, the food service is actually timed really. We spent a number of hours planning how to bring in the food and take out the food, like what moments of the show that should happen. So it does feel very tied in. But then also there's a couple places where Brandon in particular delivers lines to the audience, and in one case in particular gets them to respond back, which is really fun. Because those guys, they also keep it a little bit loose. Like we're so comfortable together as performers. It's nothing like going to battle, but it feels like you could go into battle with them. They're just so comfortable and fun. So, yeah, we're still laughing. Like we've been doing the show now working on it for 2 months, and we laugh at the same lines like every day. Yesterday, I almost couldn't go on stage when I was supposed to because I was laughing so hard in the wings. I was like, get it together. So.
Well, that's always fun, actually, when that happens. I have this memory from my childhood of watching the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
they would do these sketches right live, right, mm-hmm. on television in front of a studio audience. And she started cracking up. She turned her back to the camera. And you could just see her shoulders
yeah.
shaking. And she
yeah.
couldn't stop laughing. But it makes everybody laugh.
It's
so
fun.
It's not so bad. Tell us who wrote this show, Five Course Love.
So you know what? It's funny. The guy's name is Greg Coffin, who I know nothing about, have not heard of anything else that he's written. And it's really only the third musical that I can think of off the top of my head I've been working on that for a while, that that is written, the book, music, and lyrics are all by the same person. So the only other ones I know of are The Mystery of Edwin Drood and Hamilton. Generally, you know, you use a team of people. So he really did a great job with this show. I think it's super fun.
I'm speaking with Megan McQueen. The show is Five Course Love. It's taking place tomorrow night, Friday night, and Saturday night of this Valentine's week at 7 o'clock. Performances are at the Alma D'Arte, which is not one of our usual theater venues, but they have a fantastic space for this because they do have an auditorium. Alma D'Arte Charter High School, which is down on Court Street, downtown, and Sunday at 2 o'clock, but the tickets for Friday and Saturday night include dinner.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And it's only $35 because the students are the ones doing the labor. It's remarkable. Rowanna called former students that, you know, had graduated several years ago, some of whom I taught back when I was working there as early as 2004. And they were like, yeah, I'm there in a second. They're not getting compensated. They're just delightful and fun and enjoying the experience of working with Rowanna and getting to have just such a great time with the Las Cruces community. So yeah, $35, it's a steal because she's really serving like 15 courses. It's like when we're doing the country scene, just as the place opens up, they're bringing out two ribs and cornbread and coleslaw. That's the first one. Second one's like a pasta course. Third one's like Jaeger schnitzel, like pounded pork chop with like some kind of cabbage and pretzel nuggets, or, you know, like five different.
But I did read that vegetarian options are there for people who don't eat the pork and ribs.
I've been a vegetarian for 4.5 years. Rowanna, I started actually eating a lot of vegetarian stuff when I was working at Alma because Rowanna does it so well. So yeah.
There's options in case that's a concern for you. Well, thank you so much, Megan McQueen. This sounds like a delightful show. Five Course Love this weekend at Alma D'Arte Charter High School with the Scaffolding Theater Company.
And our website, you can get the tickets really easily just by going on scaffoldingtheatercompany.com.
And you'll also see pictures and a very delightful little minute and a half promo for it with all of you on stage.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks so much. Good luck with the performances.
Thank you.